I think it's large in regards to, again, the type of tissue ablating. And the higher the moisture and water content, I think the more potential for having a larger vapor bubble or a more dramatic vapor bubble, if you will, that happens, as well as playing a part in the amount of thermal expansion you have at that point.
Okay. Yeah, I think, again, our system is very unique in the fact that it delivers pulses that are, on a time scale anyways, very, very far apart. So you see this photothermal mechanism happening in a very short timeline with a lot of cooling time in between. This is the primary mechanism of a lot of thermal lasers that are on the market, and high thermal absorption can cause damage to tissue, whereas our laser is very limited in its photothermal mechanism and the damage to the adjacent tissue.
Actually, that's a nice segue to this, because we hear a lot of times that, hey, it's a cool laser, yet you have a photothermal mechanism of action. I just want to highlight that here, because we are going to address this in subsequent slides as we get through the three mechanisms of action.